Realm Slayer, Blood of the Old World by David Gaimer. Part 3, The Silver Tower. Performed by Brian Blessed, Penelope Rawlins, Richard Reed, Joe Sheary, Grace Andrews, John Banks, Andrew Fettis, and Jonathan Keeble.
Willingly, I walk to my doom, into the pit of the Prince of Shadow, and the darkest hell of the world that was. But my thirst for senseless bloodshed remains as it ever was. The fires of my axe burn bright, and though my beard reaches nearer the floor than it once did, the heart of a true dwarf of old beats in this chest.
Come on, Guttrick. Durapthiel's already done right by her goddess in getting you to the Silver Tower. I don't think even Malaneth is going to persuade her to wait for you now.
The spirit song of noble Haruthgael calls to me from beyond this passage. It is the sound of falling leaves in my mind, autumn's splendor and winter's distant threat. He is not far.
Of course. She's been saying that for over a week now.
Killing demons is like eating vegetables. No matter how many of the overboiled lumps they pile onto your platter, it's never enough to fill your belly. This place is a labyrinth, Longbeard. As devious as any maze built to conceal the treasures of my ancestors, and as lethal as any glamour conjured by the heartless cunning of the elves.
I only wish there was some treasure in it.
What is that ahead of us, Longbeard? This infernal heat fouls my eye.
It looks like a
river of lava. As those statues that belch fire and a horde of Khorne's bloodletters are not entertainment enough for our demonic host.
Follow!
Cain's Cordiron Heart, Durapthiel. We do not all have the long limbs of a Kernoth Huntress. Can you make it across, Guttrek?
Yeah! There is nowhere an elf can run that a dwarf can't follow.
Speak for yourself.
Stop your whining, Longbeard. It's not so wide.
Get down!
A little fire. Is that it? I barely even feel it.
Oh, those statues. I swear they've a will of their own.
Guttrek, behind you!
Haven't we banished them all yet?
We, Longbeard, if you want to start saying we, then that axe of yours will want to drink a little more deeply of demon ichor than you've allowed so far. Be no doubt that I will gladly banish every last one that lurks within this silver tower. Do not expect its madness to cow me. The halls of the Changer hold no terror for a true slayer. Scream to your jailer, demons. Scream the true name of Sir Gabriel and pray he heeds. We will see which of us outlasts the other. The demon slave of the God of Change or the thirst for vengeance of the last of the Door Drum.
Judas! Thank Grumny for that!
I need no aid from you, Stormcast, nor do I welcome it.
Can we not come to some kind of peace, Guttrek? You've barely spoken a word to me since we left the ruins of Mortis Rock.
A Do you expect the animosity of a dwarf to abate over a mere handful of days? Do you think 100 years more will see it fade? Or 1,000? You are immortal now, but you still think as a man.
The Silver Tower is influencing you, Gotrek. You are right that I am no longer a man. I am a prosecutor of the Celestial Host, and I see the darkness of this labyrinth. I see how it wraps itself about us, seeking to influence and corrupt us. And you, I think, most of all. With all the power that you bear, can you not feel it also? The Slayer I knew was no hero, as the Lord Relict is seeing of them in the Helden Hall, or whose deeds fill the great library of Sigmaron and the Bell of Lamentations. But he was not one to spit on an ally or dismiss an oath earnestly given.
Allies, oaths, how little you know me. The things I've done, the innocent folk I have killed or allowed to die on my quest for glory and fame. I should not be surprised, for we are strangers, you and I. The manling who followed me from the Great Parch is dead. Both of you are dead. I will accept no less. For if I were to find that he has been remade as you are, as anything less than he once was, then I would feel obliged to end that darkening of his memory myself. And then my axe will be turned on those who dredged an honorable soul from its well-earned rest in the Gardens of Mor and forced it into the broken likeness I see before me.
You are mad, and you don't even see it.
And he would not be the first, nor the best friend that fate set before my axe.
Well, I for one am glad you're here, Jordaeus.
He is as stubborn as the Khazalid kings of legend. Does he not realize I forsook an oath to Sigmar to follow him?
I think he realizes. One day, he may even understand.
It is the influence of the tower. His recklessness, his fearlessness. Virtues, perhaps. But the tower twists them, turns them into the weakness that will destroy him. I fear he forgets.